As the Olympic Games begin, political uncertainty persists in the country. But for many residents of Rio de Janeiro, concerns are more basic, because they've been forced to move from the places they called home. Sonia Braga was told she had to abandon her home, which was then destroyed to make way for a rapid bus transit line, considered one of the main legacies of the Games. She was relocated more than an hour away from her former home, miles along a rutted road and far from the city infrastructure. The new place is an isolated area where organised crime is prevalent. Sonia, who suffers from high blood pressure, complains of long commutes now to visit her doctor and worries that should an urgent medical situation arise, emergency vehicles might not reach her.
Here, if it's your turn to die, you will die. It's difficult for ambulances to get here. You have to go down to the main street to be picked up. By the time you've gone there, you'll die.
Between 2009, when Brazil won the right to host the Olympics, and 2015, according to official figures, more than 22,000 Rio families were forced to relocate and resettle elsewhere in the city. The number of evictions directly or indirectly linked to the Olympics remains contested, with City Hall claiming that just one favela, or shantytown, was removed to make way for the Olympic Park, Vila Autódromo, once home to some 900 families. But human rights groups say that many more families were uprooted for projects that were either directly or indirectly linked to the Olympics, that more like 2,500 families were forced out. Simone de Conceição lived in an abandoned factory in the centre of Rio, of around 24 families with nowhere else to live. The building was razed as part of another so-called Olympic legacy project, the revitalisation of the port area, that even includes a hotel developed by the controversial US presidential candidate, Donald Trump. De Conceição was relocated to a public housing block more than an hour from the city centre.
We have a good relationship with our neighbours, who we know from the city centre. But apart from that, there are no good things here. The school is really bad and there is no work.
The housing situation, however, is not entirely black and white. Some families, arguably, have benefited from being placed in newly built public housing blocks. Human rights defenders and advocacy groups say this doesn't justify the top-down evictions that have primarily benefited Rio's real estate market. Orlando Santos Jr., a professor at the Urban and Regional Planning Research Institute at Rio State University, says that the first removals were brutal and that the conditions, including better compensation, only improved over time with resistance and media attention.
Even if people were living in better houses, does this justify the violence of the state to take people from their community? Does this justify a segregated model of urbanization where rich are separated from poor? Does it justify preventing people from deciding where to live?
The Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro will last just more than 2 weeks and will be followed by the Paralympic Games. For those removed from their homes, however, the legacy will be bitter and last a lifetime. Sam Cowie, FSRN, Rio de Janeiro.